You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
Welcome to another episode of Liam J. Ryan, the Dealmaker Podcast. And today I am here with one of my amazing graduates, Mr. Daniel Steele. We are celebrating our 2-year anniversary and we are going to take you behind the scenes. And Daniel is going to explain how in just 2 years he has gone from zero to 13 high cash flowing properties. We are going to take you behind the scenes and share some amazing content. Daniel, welcome into the studio.
Thanks, Liam.
Great to have you here. 2 years, my man.
Yes, for sure.
It's gone quick.
It has been.
And you've got some incredible fast results. If you could just sum up in one word how you feel right now, knowing that you've gone from zero to 13 properties, what would that word look like?
I'd give you two words, life-changing, okay. To be fair.
Life-changing.
Absolutely life-changing, yeah.
Excellent. Well, look, let's take our listeners back.
Yep.
Let's go back 2 years ago. What were your biggest challenges that you were facing before making a decision to become a professional property investor?
So if I was to reverse back 2 years, kind of making that decision to invest in myself, invest into my education, for me it was finding the time to be able to dedicate that time into a new property journey. So I'd say certainly for myself was the time.
Is that because your business was taking up all of your time?
Yeah, so I was, previous to my property journey, I was kind of in a bit of an emergency services, so constantly being at work, you know, obviously being called out for emergency works at all times. So just having that time to dedicate to the property journey.
So not having enough time.
Yes, for sure.
What impact was that having on you as a person, the relationships with your partner, your daughter? How was not having time having an impact on you?
So that's the biggest thing for me, what I've kind of learned over the journey, is having that time back. You know, how it was impacting me. It was impacting relationships with my daughter, my family, not being able to go out and enjoy myself with family and friends and loved ones. You know, I was still at a very young age, so being able to just go out and celebrate these kind of just life journeys, just wasn't doing it.
Great. So what motivated you to say, right, I'm doing this?
For sure. The motivation, to be honest with you, was to change my kind of lifestyle. I just wanted that time back with my daughter. Obviously, you know, as I grow, I plan to grow the family as well. So just being able to have that time, I don't want to be one of these dads that are constantly at work, you know, just providing for the family and not being around, not just with my children, but also my siblings and friends and family as well. So
great. Yeah. So you initially came to, I think, one of my preview events.
Yep.
You would have seen me on stage doing my thing.
That's it.
And I believe you said, hey, you know, you really inspired me, Liam. You really motivated me to want to change my life. And, you know, it's the same position I was in 8 years ago. I was, you know, bummed out. I'd lost my business, living on interest-only credit cards. And, you know, like you, Daniel, I invested in high-level mentorship and training. And here we are both today, you know, living both an incredible life. So you invested into my advanced training, the Property Millionaire Bootcamp. You became one of my top inner circle members. And, you know, through that process, what would you say has been the level of support that we've been able to give you as a business?
The support from the business, from yourselves, has been absolutely phenomenal. I think without that support, I wouldn't be where I am today. You know, even without half of that support, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. Just having that commitment from yourselves to me has really just driven me the way through. Having the mentors in the background just driving me, you know, on a weekly basis, I would say, for sure. Giving me all the tips and tricks and just kind of pushing me to that next level constantly. I think without that support, I would have dived off a long time ago, for sure.
And one of the things we talk about a lot is getting focused and being clear on strategy. So when you came to the advanced training and before you joined my inner circle, you made a decision that you were going to focus in on rent-to-rent serviced accommodation.
Correct,
so for those people tuning in now, what is rent-to-rent and what is serviced accommodation and why did you decide to do that strategy?
For sure. So rent-to-rent is where you take a property from a property owner or a landlord. You basically rent that property out with the right contracts in place. and then you're allowed to re-rent that out, sublet that out on, you know, platforms like Airbnb, booking.com, your own website and other platforms that there are out there. That allows you to, you know, rent it for a specific price and re-rent it out on a nightly rate for whatever instance, and you know, make your profit like that.
Wow, excellent. So you haven't got to buy the property.
You haven't got to buy the property.
You've not got to find hundreds of thousands of pounds for deposits.
Correct, yep.
And you haven't got to go through some long, drawn-out legal process in the UK or major credit checks to go and get these deals over the line.
That's correct, yeah.
Wow, okay. So it really is a minimum cash-in, maximum strategy cash out. Yeah? Okay.
Sure.
So you rent a property, you re-rent it out, and then there's this thing called serviced accommodation. Well, what's serviced accommodation?
So serviced accommodation is pretty much a platform where you're able to supply a property that's serviced. So, you know, provide all the linen, all of the products inside, and also a cleaning service for that property. Being able to, again, sublet it out on platforms like Airbnb, booking.com. I have my own website, so that's a big platform for myself. And just basically providing that service for contractors, working professionals, and other people that may be staying in your area for whatever reason.
Great. So you don't actually have tenants in these properties.
No.
You have people that come and stay on a night-by-night contract.
Correct.
So very much like a hotel, yes, but it's home away from home.
Home away from
Great.
Home.
Great. Yeah. And how would you say the demand is looking right now for people wanting to get into this strategy? Where would you say the demand level is?
So the demand, obviously, we've just coming out the back end of Christmas. My particular area, very heavily focused on contractors, working professionals. So just over the Christmas period was a little bit quiet, but certainly coming back into January, I'd say the demand for myself's hitting around 80% at the moment, which is a good sort of percentage rate.
Great. So 80% sure. occupancy.
80% occupancy.
And typically, one of these units, what will be the monthly net profit on one of your units in your 13 property portfolio?
Yeah, of course. So on an average, I'm averaging anywhere from around £800 to £1,000 per unit per
nice.
Month.
That's after all your costs?
After all costs,
so
yep.
you pay the rent, you pay the bills, you're paying the cleaners.
That's it.
And you are netting £800 to £1,000 per month per property.
Correct.
And
yep.
you haven't got to go and buy any of these things.
No.
Wow. Would you say that this is a great strategy for people that are starting out in property to start with?
For sure. I mean, you know, going back 2 years ago, I didn't have the money to invest into property, which was one of the big reasons why I didn't go into property. So I just didn't have the knowledge. And for me, it was all about having the understanding that I needed £50,000 to £100,000 to be able to purchase a property. And that was kind of my route into property at the time. But having the knowledge, going through the training and so on, just really give me that understanding that, you know, you don't need big funds. You can go in with a little, if not no funds, using other people's money and just putting a little down. And again, using that strategy, taking a lot out, for sure.
So look, when you started this journey with me, what skeptical thought process did you have? Because you certainly would have had some.
For sure.
So how was you skeptical, and then how was you overcome those challenges? Because I feel many people coming into property, they have the negative mindset.
Yes.
They don't believe they can do it. Society tells them that you've got to go and be a multimillionaire to be a property investor. What were some of those negative thought processes that you had when starting this journey with me?
I think for myself, if I was to take myself back to the first ever video I watched of yourself, Liam, again, you know, very skeptical. You know, you see a lot of videos on YouTube, on Facebook, wherever it may be. And, you know, you see flash cars, you see flash houses and stuff. And people always sell the dream. But certainly coming to the boot camp and going through the process and seeing the type of people around me, I had that skepticism, no doubt. But, you know, being around yourself as such a real person and being around some of the mentors and some of the mentees you had at the time, just seeing how real people were and just really just being in that crowd of people, understanding these are real people. These are people just like me. If they can achieve it, then so can I. Do you know what I mean?
That's really beautiful.
That's the biggest thing for me, yeah.
That's really beautiful because you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And if you think you can, if you think you can't, you're probably right. Yeah, I love that quote, right? And most people out there, they react negatively rather than positively. And this is why I think it's so important if people are listening to this now and they want more out of life.
Yeah.
Probably hanging around their current friends and family members may not give them the inspiration and motivation to make some sort of change.
Sure, yeah.
Now, of course, I'm not saying don't have friends and family members. You can still love them, but who are you taking advice from? And I think that was a big turning point for you. You just started to take advice from me.
Definitely.
And not just me, but my senior team as well, and all of the great mentors in the program. How long was it from joining my program to getting that first deal offer accepted?
So from joining the program to my first deal, I believe it was just under 3 months.
Wow. Quick.
Very quick, yes, yeah. Very quick. Wow. Yeah, you know, having that sort of first set of keys handed to myself was such an achievement, right? You know, I've come from obviously utility background, wanting to get into property, to then attending, a training course to 3 months later being handed a set of keys and kind of knowing the outcome. You know, I had the belief, being around the mentors and mentees, I kind of knew what could be achieved from having that property. So when I, you know, picked up those keys, it was such a game-changing moment.
So if you could take yourself back to the moment where you picked up the keys, you opened the door to your first ever property investment, and you know that this is going to make you £12,000 there or thereabouts in your first year.
Yep.
Describe to us the emotions and the feelings that were going on for you.
To be honest with you, at the time, it was something I wanted to share because, you know, it was such a big achievement for myself. But I kind of kept it a bit quiet. It was one of those moments where I just wanted to have that moment by myself. I knew it was a new journey. I knew what I could achieve because of the drive that I have within inside me. I've obviously been involved in a couple of different businesses. Some have been successful, some haven't. But just having that drive and knowing that I've got the right strategy to the market, I'm surrounded by the right people that are going to drive me to my outcome. And it was just a moment that I just wanted to share with myself and no one else. Walking into that apartment was just amazing. It was kind of unbelievable, to be fair, if I take myself back. Yeah, I can kind of picture that moment.
Well, look, the bottom line is you invested in yourself, you showed up, you did the bloody work. I remember very quickly you got your little smart car and you branded it. What is the name of your business, by the way?
So it's Relocate Home for Home Rentals.
So Relocate Home for Home Rentals, that's absolutely awesome. And from the 13 deals that you've now got, where have these deals come from?
So 13. So I've actually got 11 rent-to-rent deals.
Okay, great.
I've got one lease-to-purchase option and
great.
I've got one commercial rent-to-rent as well. So
okay.
Majority of my rent-to-rent, just residential deals, I've taken from a mixture of landlords and a mixture of agents and also management companies. So I would say 20% direct to landlords, 30% management, and then the rest are through agents.
Perfect.
And then obviously I've got the lease purchase and the commercial conversion. The commercial rent.
Yeah, I think it's important not to just focus on one area.
Of course.
You may do that initially and really go and hammer the letting agents, but then it's like going fishing. You want to have more lines in the water because you just never know where the next deal is coming from.
Yeah,
it could be
sure.
a social media post. It might be a landlord, it could be an agent. But the reality is, my understanding, you tell me, Dan, your experience, you don't need to be working with that many agents or that many landlords because, you know, a lot of people, they know other people and they start to make referrals to you. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So, like I was saying, I'm at 13 deals, but if I was to divide that down to the type of, to how many landlords or agents, you're probably over 5 or 6 agents.
Okay, great.
And landlords, a mixture of the two.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't need to go and find 13 landlords or 13 agents to hit those 13 deals and so on and so on. You just keep piling that up.
And people tuning into this now, if you could share some top tips of how they should work with an agent, what are some of the things that they need to do and avoid?
So some of the top tips that I've learned from, you know, being around Assets for Life, the mentors and the mentees, I would say is first off, don't always expect to go into an agency and, you know, pick up the keys to your first deal if you've seen it online. Build that relationship from day one. Don't always go in there expecting something from them. Build that relationship, nurture it, be consistent, you know. Obviously, don't go hounding them down every day, but for sure, just be consistent. You know, slow and but repetitive, and just build those relationships up. Show that you're a professional business. You know, make sure you've got everything set up in the background, which is quite straightforward. Obviously, following your 10-step process, Liam. Going back to, you know, kind of the first 3 months was a very easy step-by-step process. And, you know, once you've got that in place, build the relationships up with the agents and, you know, just show that you're about the business.
Great. For sure. Yeah, so I always say as well, aim for 50 no's.
Yes.
Because you need to get used to having rejection.
Yeah.
You know, not every agent is going to want to deal with you.
Of course.
And you've got to work on yourself, right?
Yes.
You've got to work on your belief.
Yeah.
And if we look at where you are now, 2 years into your journey, and where you were when you started on my program 2 years ago,
Yeah. You
are literally, or you were literally a shadow Yep. Of the man that you are today. Would that be a fair assumption?
That's 100% Okay. Correct. Yeah.
So how do you feel you've grown professionally and personally since joining the program over the last 2 years? And what are some of the things that you've done with me and the team to help you evolve into the entrepreneur that you are today?
Yeah, so like I said, I've always been kind of business minded, but I think some of the disbeliefs and some of the stuff that's held me back, a lot of it was confidence. If I was to go back 2 years ago, confidence, knowledge, so having those was a very key part in, you know, my success today. But yeah, going back 2 years ago, I was a very, like you say, a shadow of a man I am today. I was very unconfident. I needed that confidence to be able to go in and build those relationships, which is what I didn't have at the start. And obviously working with yourself, working with some of the other mentors, I've just been able to, you know, block out some of those disbeliefs, work on my confidence and just being able to overcome those barriers.
Yeah.
And obviously, of course, it's got me to where I am today.
And my understanding is you've also raised money from people Yep. Within the Assets for Life community.
Definitely.
And academy.
Yeah.
So you found money there, you found business partnerships you found deals there. And also we've hung out in different places around the world as well.
That's
so what's some of the traveling that we've done together?
Yeah, so like you say, being able to build relationships with people inside the academy, you know, we've all obviously got our own relationships with people at home, friends, family, loved ones, whatever it may be. But, you know, surrounding yourself with like-minded people, it's just, for me, it was such a humbling experience. You know, you kind of look at people, certainly when I was driving around in my utility days, you know, seeing these business people in coffee shops and thinking, oh, I wish I could be, you know, surrounded by these guys. And now I am, right? And, you know, just being able to fit into that community,
that community.
Just kind of plug myself into it.
Yeah.
It's just been a humbling
experience. And we've traveled together.
We've been out to Thailand. To Thailand.
Which was an incredible experience. You came on Dream Team Retreat with me and Adam Stott. You've been out to the Marbella Retreat at Level 1. You're back on Level 2
Yep. Next
year. How were those retreats for you? And how important were those retreats in helping you get the result where you are today?
Yeah, for sure. So I'd say the confidence journey really started when we went to Thailand. You know, going out there with yourself, with Adam Stott and Jim Francis, and obviously, you know, the community was, again, such a humbling experience. And if I was to kind of reverse just before that, so much changed in myself when we was out in Thailand, you know, again, just removing those beliefs, working with yourself, Jim and Adam, was just a game-changing moment, to be fair. I think that was really the turning point for myself, you know.
Great.
Being out in the retreat, being around like-minded people, and being surrounded
Yeah. In
such an environment, just I was able to do a lot of work on myself.
Yeah.
You know, being off patch, off grid.
Perfect.
Away from the business, away Yeah. From friends and family.
Even the moment, because you didn't really like swimming, right? And
No.
Then we were on this boat, we're in the sea, the Yeah. Waves are crazy, like
That's
people
it.
On the boat are being sick, people are throwing up everywhere, and then we find this little cave.
That's
and there you are jumping off the boat, and now you don't have that fear anymore. And
No.
That whole trip was about breaking fears, breaking old beliefs, giving that new confidence to you. So based on the journey with us, would you recommend my advanced training and mentorship to other people? And if so, why?
100%, you know, certainly if people are looking to get into property, whether you're just looking to get into property in general, whether you're looking to, you know, make more income from a different strategy, just get educated, you know, get educated in the property, in the property environment. There's not just rent to rent, there's obviously HMOs, there's commercial conversions, there's loads of other different strategies that we can talk about. And for sure, just get involved, get educated, get surrounded by
Yeah. People
like yourself. And you'll never look back, you know, give it 100% and you'll certainly never look back.
Perfect. And we would love to have you part of the whole team, yeah, and we've got many, many more years ahead. How do you now see your journey for the next 2 years? What is your plan of attack? Are you going to continue to scale? Are you going to start moving into different property strategies? What are some of the things you're going to do with your life? Do you want to travel more? How do you see your life now for the next 2 years?
Yeah, so for sure. Obviously, you know, the business, I'm certainly looking to scale, in the rent-to-rent industry, as well as attack a few different other strategies that we've kind of been looking at anyway. Like you say, I've got the lease to purchase option, so there's other options there. Certainly looking to scale in the rent to rent. I'm looking to kind of double the amount of units in year two. So you know, kind of hit 13 units in the first 2 years. Looking to double that in the next year, and certainly looking to travel a lot more. Obviously, as you know, I've done a lot of traveling this year. I think I've been away for a third of the year this year. So just having that time back for me, as well as the finance, it's the time. I'm just going to keep enjoying the journey, certainly.
Great.
For the next 2 years.
I think that's really important, you know, enjoy the journey.
Yeah, for sure.
Grow, make sure that you stay lean and profitable. It's not about getting bigger, it's about becoming more profitable.
Yep.
This is absolutely instrumental. And from your experiences, just to start summing up now, what would you say has been some of the key lessons that you have learned that resonate with you that you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
Some of the key lessons, I would say, certainly for me, education was a big one. You know, obviously we went to school, it was something I never continued, and just understanding that we need to keep educating ourselves. I would say get educated in a field that you want to pursue in. For me, it was property. And you know, just being surrounded by that community, for me would just be get educated.
Nice. And if you could just summarize your journey with me and my senior team and all the mentors, how would you summarize the journey with us so far?
It's been life-changing, game-changing, very inspirational. You know, if I were to look back to where I was to where I am now, again, I'd say I couldn't see myself sitting here, you know, not just sitting physically here, but having the achievements that I've achieved, having the time back that I have. So for me, it's just been life-changing, I would say, financially, time available to myself and my family now. And I'd never look back. For sure. And I'm just going to continue this journey.
Just keep growing, mate. Just, you know, you are a real inspiration, and you've shared a lot of great value there and some real golden nuggets with our audience, for sure. And I'm really looking to see you grow over the next one or two years. I'm sure we'll get you back on the show at some point
future. That'd be great.
We've got some great trips planned this year.
Yeah, we have.
And it's just nice to see that, look, if we can do it, other people can do this. You've got to get committed. Of course, you need to invest in yourself, get around the right people. But this strategy, would you say, is blowing up right now?
Blowing up 100%. Yeah. You know, there's more and more people coming into it because the demand's there. And certainly if you analyze the right areas, understand your target audience, for sure, there's no reason why anyone can't get into you know, rent to rent.
Perfect. Well, look, well done, Dan. You've got 13 properties. They're making you £800 to £1,000 net profit per property. Of course, there's some ups and downs always,
right?
Of course, there's ups and downs. But you have a fantastic business. You have a brilliant foundation to go forward. A massive congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Look, there we have it. Absolutely incredible. Mr. Daniel Steele started with nothing, had no confidence, had no focus, had no belief. I took him under my wing and we have literally guided him to where he is today. Look, Daniel's done the work. Have I had to give him a kick every now and then? Of course. Do we give him a cuddle? Of course we do. That's what it is like when you get to work with me and my expert team. So absolutely incredible. Thanks for tuning in. If I can do it, you can do it too. And please make sure that you check out all of my resources and stay tuned for more and more episodes.
You're listening to the Dealmaker podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.